The question everybody asks, is there chicken in chicken salt, Spider?
Well, we have to take our chicken hats off to this gentleman. I am so excited. We all have it each and every day, but we don't know where it actually all started from. And what are we talking about, Al? We are talking about this.
Regular or chicken salt?
Well, that's the question that you get asked at hamburger joints all
absolutely.
The time.
Is it regular or chicken salt? The inventor. The inventor.
This is incredible.
Oh, my goodness.
Unbelievable. Of chicken salt itself.
Yeah.
From South Australia, Peter Brinkworth.
Yay!
We need some kind of angel singing.
Oh, hallelujah.
All right.
Oh, here it is.
Get over
there
it.
There you go. Hey, Pete. No, we are, because a lot of people always go to the fish and chip shop and say, look, I'll have extra chicken salt. How did it all start?
Well, in the early 70s, when the chicken industry went from, you know, chicken was an expensive meal in a big change to the point where chicken was an everyday meal because it got so much cheaper. Mm-hmm. And the rotisserie chicken started, and we were in that industry in the early days in South Australia, and we were cooking rotisserie chickens, and I thought I'll make up something to put on the rotisserie chickens to make them a little bit tastier than the opposition.
Like a rub, was it?
Say again?
Like a rub.
Well, it's in a shaker and you just shake it on. It goes on fairly thick, and you could call it a rub.
Oh, delicious. Pete, wow. I've got to say, look, I like to think I'm a nice person, but if I'm at a fish and chip shop and they say to me, do you want chicken salt on your chips? I kind of look at them as if to say, are you crazy? Of course I do.
Yeah.
Of course I do. It is delicious. Pete, are you proud of this invention or what?
I'm very proud.
Yeah.
We had a wholesale food business at the time in the 70s. And in 79, we sold out to the Mitani family.
Right. Yeah.
And they recognised the potential of it and pushed it pretty hard. And they're the ones that sort of got it known like it is today.
Do you tell anybody about your secret recipe? Is it more than the 11 herbs and spices?
Well, it's just my idea of what to put in it, and everyone else has their own idea, and some of it's good and some of it's not.
Yeah, yeah.
Do your grandchildren walk around going,
hey, yes,
my granddad's the chicken salt man?
They certainly do.
I love that so much.
Peter, you have caused huge trouble in my home, and I'm going to be quite plain about it. The argument from my children over whether we will have chicken salt or plain salt is every single time we go, and I can never remember which of them wants it, but then I've had a system. Chloe likes chicken salt, C and C.
C and C.
Peter, I'm going to ask you a question, and it's probably a rude question, but it's an easy one. Has chicken salt made you a wealthy man?
No.
No!
What?
Oh,
this is outrage. We're starting a GoFundMe page immediately. That is ridiculous.
Oh, in one answer, is there any chicken in chicken salt?
No.
Oh, no! Well, at least we know that when you get asked this question, Peter, answer it for us.
Regular or chicken salt?
What do you say?
Regular.
He's dirty on chicken salt.
Peter Brinkworth, thank you so much for your time, mate.
All right, no worries. Thanks, guys.